Simulam Vesiv Tezvov. Mishabura gives a short hagdama to this. When a person writes tefillin or any sefer kodesh, every letter has to be complete. Aside from that, there's a halacha that there has to be klaf surrounding the letter. If there's no klaf surrounding the letter, or if two letters are connected, then it's also possible. It's called mukov kevil. Now, within this din, there are different situations. In a case where there's a hole next to the letter, so as a result of that hole, the ink of the end of the letter will not be next to the parchment, it's next to a hole. So that can be a problem. Lamaisa, we saw already before, that if it was there at the time of the writing of the letter, then the letter is possible. If it was not there at the time of the writing of the letter and it happened afterwards, then it's kosher. There's another issue, what happens if the hole is in the inside of the letter, like you have a hay. Is that a problem or not? So there we will see that most of the poskim hold that that's not a problem, but there's a Yerushalmi which is brought that is machmer. Now we can explain this sif. Im la'achash nichtav nikev v'toy chahei o ha'mem kosher. If after he wrote the letter there was a nekev, a hole was made in the center of the hay or the mem, it's kosher. Afil nikev kol toy chahei, even if the entire cavity of the in the middle of the hay or the mem was removed, so you just have the ink and a hole, also according to this opinion it's kosher. Shenekev malakol acholo. This is like those opinions that say there's no problem with nekev inside a nose. Al b'yishalmi mashma shegam b'fnim soshe mukum kvil. Yishalmi implies that even the inside it has to be mukum kvil. And therefore, if the hole was made before he wrote the letter, in other words, there's a hole he wrote around the hole, then it will be possible, according to this Yerushalmi, and the Maisa, the Mishabru brings the Yerushachroinim, Taz, and the Levush say that one should be Machmer. Now, there is a Hechsher, if it was written without Hakafas Kvil, there is a way to be Machsher, it is by scraping away. If there's enough thickness that after you scrape away from the ink, it will still be thick enough to be a kosher letter, then you scrape away a little bit, and now you have a little parchment next to the remaining letter. Kamavan, if it's a shame Hashem, you can't do that, but by other words, you can do that. Nikev regel pnimi shel hay, if you loyne shemena lekolshu, kosher la'arosh. If the a hay is made up of basically a dalet and a yud on the left hand side and the bottom, it's like it looks like a little yud. So according to the Rosh, that yud doesn't have to have the full shear of a yud, even if it was there's a hole next to it or it's rubbed off and even a little bit remained, then it's kosher, because he holds that doesn't have to have a shear. Yeah. Says the Rambam, "V'shapoyskim atzrichim kamoli ois ketana." All the opinions hold that by the hay, it has to have the size of a little yud, rofi hilchasa, and that is a psak. Yeah. So basically, the Rambam is being machmir that a yud has to have a certain. The yud of the hay has a height of a ois ketan, of a yud. Nikev regel hayimini, if the right hand leg of the yud got a hole in it, the right hand is the one that, the part of the hay that looks like a dalet. Even the shtami menu of ois ketan are kosher, they're not possible. Everybody agrees that if part of the hay, the bottom part of the leg of the right leg of the hay got a hole in it, or he wrote it short, then it has to remain the size of a yud in order to be kosher. If it's less than that, it's possible. That everybody agrees to. That this rule of the right leg of a hay that has a hole in it, that as long as on top of the hole there's a shear, a shear of the unit's kosher, so that also applies to other letters like a dalet and a lamed and pei and end tzadik, kuf, reish, tof, ches, any one of the two legs of the ches. As all those letters, if on the right leg it remained with the shear of the yud, is kosher. Yeah, we'll discuss later Simon Lamed Vav more of this.